Everybody, welcome to the Lifestyle Practice Podcast. My name is Steve Vandegraaff. I'm going to be your host today. It's very good to be with you guys. At the time of this recording, it is April 2024. My family, we just returned a couple weeks ago from a cruise in the Caribbean. We visited Cozumel, Mexico for the first time, and it was awesome. The best part of the trip for us was we were just out in the Gulf of Mexico for a few days with no cooking, no cleanup. There was no data, so there were no devices for our kids to be on. We just played games together. We were really active on the boat and just loved the time together. It was awesome. While we were in Florida, we also went and saw the SpaceX rocket launch in Port Canaveral, which was really cool. It was, we were pretty far from the launch site, but we saw it take off. And then a few seconds after it took off, we were able to feel kind of the rumble of the earth and hear the sound, almost kind of like a lightning or a thunder after lightning effect. If you're ever in Florida, you should go check it out. Overall, it was just like a great vacation, really good week. I have two stories for you. The first took place in the same place I was standing for the SpaceX rocket launch, except it was 30 years ago when the Challenger shuttle took off. With millions of Americans watching live on TV, the same light and the same rumble happened as the shuttle, you know, attached to the rocket launched off into the air. But this time, just over a minute after takeoff, the rocket exploded. Over the next hour, debris from the explosion fell down into the Atlantic Ocean and all the crew unfortunately died. Experts wondered how that could have happened. At first, they thought it just must have been a fluke or some chance failure. But after an investigation, it was found to not be random and not unpreventable. They found multiple issues going back for years inside NASA that were not addressed. There was a history of engineers trying to raise concerns, but they were never really heard by their superiors. Management didn't communicate properly, and issues quietly grew for years until it all exploded. The tragedy of the Challenger they found was the result of unaddressed problems built up over time. Story number two. Several months ago, it was kind of a weird call, I had a dentist reach out to me. He shared that he had a disagreement the day before with a team member at his office, and this employee quit over the same issue that same day. He went to work the next day, which was the day he called me, and he said that three of his team members up and quit and walked out that morning. He had one employee left and he wanted to know what he should do. So, you know, we discussed some ideas of how to get through the end of the day and maybe how to survive the rest of the week and then start rebuilding. Of course, the elephant in the room was how did you allow this to happen, right? Why did they all just suddenly leave? Was it random and unpreventable? Just a chance that they all decided to take another position at the exact same time? Or was this sudden explosion the direct result of ongoing unaddressed issues? You get the metaphor between the two stories. This office is an extreme example, but even yours and mine have likely to have lost a team member or team members, not because of a one-time occurring problem, but because of ongoing issues being pushed aside by us, the owner. You know, it can be drama, pay, unfairness. The specific concern could really be anything, but the problem comes if these issues are just swept under the rug by an owner who just doesn't have really the bravery to stand up and address them. So instead, they grow and they fester. Until one day, things come to a head and like a pent-up explosion, the team member suddenly decides that something else, maybe anything else, is better than continuing here, and they leave. If a team member quits, we're quick to blame that specific issue or that person, you know, from that day. And maybe we say to ourselves it was bad luck and we do, you know, we justify it to make ourselves feel better. But really, there were problems brewing long before and it's on us to resolve those. Of course, people can leave for good reasons and sometimes it's necessary for you to move on from a team member that's not meeting your expectations. But you can't have a superstar team if you allow a good employee to leave, or heaven forbid, multiple leave like what happened to this dentist. Here are three things to help you to avoid something like this from happening. The first, going along with the principle, is to nip things in the bud. Uncover problems and address things early. Yesterday, in my practice, I was working and I overheard two assistants in the sterilization room next to where I was working, talking. One told the other basically to go and get a child patient and bring him back. And she said, no, you do it. I've already done that a couple times today. And the other one kind of snapped back and said, well, fine, you can do all the instruments then. And they walked out and that was the end of it. They ended up getting the patient back and the instruments still got done. So it was brief and it wasn't like a a heated argument, but they were pretty short with each other. And, you know, the conversation definitely wasn't constructive. New owner me 5 years ago would have ignored that. I would have probably said in my head, hey, they can work it out, or it's their job, or, you know, it's over or whatever. But no, I don't think like that anymore. And if you catch wind of an issue, address it. So for me, I actually put my handpiece down in the middle of the procedure. I told the patient, I'm going to let you rest your mouth for a minute. I went and I went to the two operatories where they were, and I actually interrupted their appointments and I had them come to the back of the office and we just talked right then. You know, we resolved the issue pretty quick. It wasn't a big deal. But importantly, I sent the message that it's not okay for us to talk to each other like that. And I let them know right then. If you don't address talk like that in your office, you send the message that you're okay with it. And remember, what you see and what you hear is really kind of the tip of the iceberg. There's always more going on behind the scenes that you don't know. So some signs to look for. First of all, you know, hearing stuff like that, but also not hearing anything. Silence. You know, if it's just quiet, it's probably a problem. If you're not hearing hellos and goodbyes to, you know, from one another in the morning and the afternoon. Body language is probably the biggest indicator. And then just the general vibe in your office. We want an upbeat office. We want to hear people talking and laughing. If something feels off, even if you're not sure what it is, pull people aside and just ask questions. Hey, how are things going? How are you feeling? I noticed you weren't talking a lot today. You two, how are we doing together? Is there anything we can do to work smoother together? Just ask questions. Find out what the issues are. If you stay quiet about a problem to try to keep the peace, there is a 0% chance that the problem will be fixed. But there's a 100% chance it will become worse. So be assertive and just address it. The next point, don't just step in and address problems when they happen, but you can help prevent them from happening in the first place by having a pattern of open and regular communication. Think about yourself for a second. Are you meeting with your team regularly? Are they used to having you up in front of them talking and coaching and leading them? Are you meeting with them one-on-one? High-performing teams are meeting and talking all the time. Next time you watch a professional sports game, just count the timeouts, the huddles, the quarters, the halves. How often is that team grouping together to get on the same page? Continuously. What does your office look like? Are you engaged in coaching continuously your team? Or are you more often tucked away in your personal office, kind of enjoying your space? Are you the one approaching your team and initiating conversations and talking? Or are you kind of just standoffish? A business owner cannot be standoffish. Mark Sandberg said that in teamwork, silence isn't golden, it's deadly. So you may be an introvert, that's okay. You can be an introvert, but you just can't be one at work. We have to show up each day, take care of your patients, and be the leader that your team needs you to be. My last point for you, and this is really the most important, is to own everything related to your team and your office. If you lose a team member or there's drama or an argument in your office, the easy thing to do and the thing that everybody else does is to blame. Blame the person who left, blame the person that's having an issue. But no, that's really on you and on me. I recently listened to Jocko Willink's book, Extreme Ownership. And if you haven't read it yet, do so. He gives an example of somebody on a Navy SEAL team making a terrible mistake and basically compromising their whole mission. And as the captain, he has to go back and report to his superiors in front of his team and tell them what went wrong. And basically in this briefing, he decided just to stand up from the get-go and say, listen, this was my fault. He says that the soldier who actually really screwed up raised his hand right there and said, no, this was me. But the captain, he stopped him and said, no, this is my fault. He could have easily said, yeah, this is the guy that screwed up. We need to discipline him or it's his fault. But he said, no, I'm the one that messed up and it's my fault. I didn't prepare you enough. Everybody's actions in here are on me, which is, you know, a very impressive way to handle that. He also shares a pretty cool story of how the SEALs during Hell Week, the sailors were split into different teams to compete with each other in some difficult paddling and running challenge. And pretty early in the week, there was a team that really quickly outshone everyone else. And there was also a team that was way behind the rest. So, you know, the drill sergeants or the people in charge of the camp, they decided that they were going to switch the leaders from the best group with the leader from the worst group. Keep everyone else the same, just switch the leader. Some of the sailors weren't happy about it when they announced this, but you know, they were following orders, so they didn't have much choice. And interestingly, within just 2 days, the worst team had suddenly improved to the level of the best teams. And the previously best team that had the best leader suddenly descended towards kind of the bottom of the pack. Everything else was the same, but they just switched the leader of the groups to see what had happened. And from this lesson, they formed the mantra, the saying that there are no bad teams, just bad leaders. And maybe it's curious to think about. If somebody plucked you out of your office and put another dedicated leader in your spot, what would happen to your team? Could somebody else come in and get more out of your team or have a different culture than you? Remember, there's no bad teams, just bad leaders. Completely owning every result from our employees and our office, it can be pretty uncomfortable for sure. Kind of a hard thing to swallow. Like I said earlier, it's a lot easier to blame someone else or just kind of disassociate from the problem. But once we accept that everything, 100% of stuff that goes on is all on us, we suddenly open our minds to what we can do to change and what we can do to do better. And once we accept that, that's when we start to get the results that we want. So everybody, let's be the assertive business owner we need to be. Find issues and address them. Communicate and guide your team like a real leader and take an extreme ownership mindset where everything is up to us. If you need help, reach out. Steve, Matt, and Derek at thelifestylepractice.com. As always, we'd love to connect with you. Have a great week, guys.